For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
You know, I think it's a technical thing. I mean, this is a Klentak decision. It's not a Gabe decision. But I don't know why.
Yeah, Kevin,
I don't have an answer for you.
If you were to be told that on this team, which was supposedly filled with really good hitters and everybody that you acquired this offseason, that your eight-hole hitter would be a superb fielding third baseman, hit 240, say, with 20 to 25 home runs and 70 to 75 RBIs, would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah, so would I. And so would Jamie and so would Trey. I have no idea what their thinking was behind and Michael Franco, and I didn't have an idea of it all season long when they sat him so much.
Yeah, it just blows my mind. And then you said earlier today, is there any reality to Charlie being able to bring him back up?
I don't know. What do you think?
Certainly he's got the credibility and I would think the connections to bring him up. And you said they've got a relationship. Man, I would love that, especially with what's left in the season. I think he would just add something not only with his bat and his fielding, but I feel like his presence was kind of fun. And, man, I saw Rhys Hoskins strike out four times last night and no emotion on his face.
Yeah, he seems really frustrated at the plate right now. Kevin, do you have tickets to FanFest?
Yeah, I do, actually. Thank you.
Well, don't sound disappointed. Sound happy about it.
We'll see you. Happy for that.
My man. All right, we will see you August 24th. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. The 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. We've been talking Phillies. We've been talking Eagles. Yesterday, we talked a little Sixers, and nobody in this city more diverse in talking about all those teams then the Philadelphia Inquirer's Bob Ford, and he's joining us now. All our Fanatic guests appear on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bob Ford, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, good to hear from you guys.
How's things going? Everything good?
A wonderful summer so far, except for the Phillies, but yeah, hanging in there.
How's the injured leg? Everything's okay?
Broken legs heal, fortunately, and this one did, so I'm back out there again.
All right, good. Bob is an excellent. What position are we? Are we a short fielder in the softball league, Bob?
I'm a short outfielder. I play center mostly.
All right, so we've been talking a lot today about the Charlie Manuel comeback, and obviously you were around Charlie an awful lot when he was here the first time. Not only what does it say to you, Bob, about them bringing him back as far as this season goes, but what does it mean overall for the organization that they took a step like this?
I'm not entirely sure. It kind of mystifies me, to be honest with you, and it feels a little bit cosmetic to me in that, you know, the season is slipping away. Kids are going back to school in 2 weeks. It's going to be a pretty lonely September there if people aren't a little bit energized about the team. Not that people are going to come out to watch Charlie sit in the dugout, but I just think that people just need something that's a little bit positive about the team. And to me, it feels, as I said, a little bit cosmetic. You know, John Middleton said, we're going to go and we're going to enter the analytics age. And he hired an analytics general manager, or he had Andy McPhail do it. And he hired an analytics manager. And the manager brought in an analytics hitting coach in John Malley. And I love Charlie. I think he's a really good hitting coach. I think he can really talk about hitting. But he's not exactly got decimal points in his briefcase there. So to me, it's a bit of an odd organizational move, but it's going to be interesting, and I think fans are going to be happy just to see Charlie around, but I'm not entirely sure what it means.
Yeah, the one thing I was saying this morning, Bob, was it concerns me that this organization doesn't really know where they're going. And my reasoning was, Charlie, to me, seems like a simplistic guy when it comes to hitting. He knows everything about it, but hitting to him, just as you said, isn't the analytical view. Could this be a bigger picture here where Middleton is saying, I'm not sure that analytical view is working with these type of hitters that we have?
I don't know, and I wouldn't want to label, by the way, Bobby, Charlie as simplistic in his approach. I mean, he sees everything that's going on in a guy's stroke. I remember we had a long talk one time about Pedro Feliz, and he was upset because his knuckles weren't lining up like a half an inch the way he wanted them to.
Right.
So the guy is pretty much granular in that way. But, yeah, when you say that the organization is not sure of its direction, I think they are a little bit off kilter right now simply because they thought they were going to be an awful lot better this year than they have been. And, yes, the hitting has been inconsistent, but it was an organizational failure to have a better pitching staff in place that's got them where they are right now.
Yeah, Bob, if you had to guess, was this a John Middleton move or an Andy McPhail, Matt Klentak move? Because we know it wasn't a Gabe Kapler move. And I know it's only a guess.
I hesitate to guess about that kind of stuff. I would think it's probably above the Klentak level because John Malley is a real Klentak kind of guy. And I don't know, as I said, how much of this is just in terms of sort of engendering some goodwill among the fan base and maybe not trying to lose as much money in September as they're looking to lose. I mean, they came out and said this is only this year. You know, if they thought this is a long-term fix, and Charlie at 75 was a long-term fix, I guess they would have said that. So I was also sort of mystified by saying, okay, it's just for this year. So my guess would be it would be McPhail, Middleton level. But again, I'm just guessing.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, we know the struggles that the pitching has had, and mainly in the bullpen with all the injuries that's going on. But the back end of the rotation, take away Aaron Nola, take your pick of who hasn't performed. If Charlie does come in and he gets these guys going into a groove, could that still be enough to get them into a playoff hunt in your eyes?
Well, sure. I mean, they're in the hunt now.
Well, they're in the hunt, yeah.
Yeah, they're not that far out. And, yeah, they're going to have to win a lot of 7-5 games and 6-4 games. But we said that coming into the season. They just haven't done it. I haven't looked at it recently, but that stat about their record when they've scored 4 more runs, which was just unbelievable not that long ago, I mean, that speaks for itself. So, yeah, could Charlie get these guys to relax a little bit, maybe stop grinding the bat in the sawdust and all that kind of stuff? Maybe, you know, and he can talk hitting. He's a pretty good one himself. So, yeah, it's possible. It's possible. I don't think at this point it's likely. I think when you've played as many games as they've played in the season, you kind of know who your team is, and you don't see usually a detour upward that dramatic. But possible? Sure. I'd love to see it. It would make for an interesting September.
Bob, you've been around the Phillies for a long time. Can you ever recall a year? Because to me, it almost appears you can make the case maybe for a Cesar. But even Aaron Nola struggled in the beginning. Bryce and Reese are below their kind of expectation levels. Can you ever recall a season like this where almost the entire team failed to meet their expectations?
No, it's been an underperforming year. You know, Phillies went through a lot of fallow years between 1983 and when they finally got back into the postseason. So that there weren't a lot of expectations for a long time. Maybe some of those teams after the 93 team had a little bit more expectations, but they also fell off the cliff really fast in terms of being old. So I can't remember one where it's just been sort of across the board a lack of living up to expectations. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of expectations for the starting pitchers, but I did think the bullpen would be better. And, yeah, they've been decimated by injuries. And they needed career years from guys like Hoskins and Harper and Real Muto and Segura, and they just haven't got them. And so it's not just one guy, as you suggested. It's a lot of guys.
And Bob, I'm going to switch over to the Eagles now. And there's been, yourself included, a lot of writing about whether Carson Wentz should play or not, the pros and the cons. I have a bad taste in my mouth about the way the preseason goes. I feel like the team is living in fear of injury, and whenever that happens, in my mind, it's not a good thing. It leads to bad things, and that's just the way I feel. I'm not saying it's factual. It's just the way I feel. What your thought? Not only on Carson because you've written about that, but on the way they're handling pretty much everybody with kid gloves this training camp.
Yeah, I mean, I think they are so concerned about getting out to a good start and with delivering the roster in a healthy manner to the first week of the regular season. And, yeah, that is important. And I think I wrote it the other day. One of the things I wrote the other day was that of the last 10 Super Bowl winners, their first six games, they were combined 47-13.
Right.
So you got to get out of the box. You got to start piling up wins. You have to set yourself up to be home in the postseason. So hard to win a championship if you're not. So I think that's on their minds, and it's certainly on their minds with Wentz. And let's face it, he's been hurt a couple times. So, yeah, you would certainly be concerned about that. But the other part of it is, and as you said, Bob, when you tiptoe around injuries is when you get injured. And, yeah, he's not going to be injured in training camp. He's not going to be injured in those controlled scrimmages against the Ravens. But that doesn't mean he's going to be ready to play football when they start against the Washington Redskins that first weekend in September. So it worries me. It concerns me. I certainly understand both sides of the argument. I also understand that the offensive line that they would be trotting out there is not necessarily one you'd want to put Carson Wentz behind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you've got you know, Brooks out and all the other guys who wouldn't be starting right now. So I see both sides of it, but I do think the way to prepare to play football is to play football. And for me, I would err a little bit, whether it's just a quarter, whether it's very controlled play calling, where you're not going to have, you know, extensive time in the pocket, whatever it is, I would want him getting out there and looking at somebody else's defense and getting jostled around a little bit.
Yeah, Bob, I tend to ask a lot of our guests this question. You know, sometimes we throw the green goggles on and everything's great and this is the greatest team on paper, blah, blah, blah. If the Eagles, because I believe this is kind of a Super Bowl or bust type of season, if the Eagles don't win the ultimate prize, it's because of? What's something that could go wrong with this team, in other words?
The number one at the top of the list, and we were just talking about it, it's injury. It's always injury to me. I mean, because when you win a Super Bowl, for the most part, now the Eagles did not have this happen in 2017. Things go right. It's just your year. It's, you know, things fall your way with the schedule. Things fall your way with injury. Things fall your way with, you know, football's doinking off the goalpost. All that stuff. Things go your way. There's a big factor of good fortune in winning a championship. And number one good fortune in football, because it's the nature of the game, to me is injury. So the number one reason they would not win one, if I had to choose, would be that.
All right, Bob Ford, much appreciated you joining us today. I'm going to finish you with this. You got to answer. Do the Phillies make the playoffs this year, Bob?
I'm sorry, Bob. I don't believe they do.
Okay. Don't be sorry. I don't
feel
have
the same way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think everybody's kind of leaning towards that way.
Not me.
No, Trey's still on board.
I'm riding with him.
Yeah, all right. We'll see. All right, Bob, I'll see you around town. Thanks so much for joining us. So he wants to see Carson in there Bob's just like I am. I want to see him in there next Thursday.
I mean, I want to see him too.
I
don't think you should.
I think you should.
You don't have a backup quarterback.
No, you don't.
Cody Kessler ain't it. Like, Andrew Luck's going through some problems right now. They got Jacoby Brissett.
You know,
like, I don't want to say that's a Nick Foles quality backup, but it's kind of a Nick Foles quality backup. We have Cody Kessler.
Yeah.
And Clayton Thorson.
Yeah.
Get excited.
Not that I felt that great about Nate Sudfeld, but at least it's a guy who'd been here for 3 years
and
that
they really like.
The system and knows everything else. I want to see him, but you can't.
Do you have any guess on my violation?
I think I saw a tweet. Somebody tweeted in a guess.
Well, what, should we go with it or should
we
put it out there?
Nobody's called for it, so
all right.
Should I?
Yeah,
say
go ahead. You can reveal.
Is it the rubber wedding band ring?
I don't know why it bothers me so bad.
Why you don't like the wedding band, Bobby?
Not when you're playing a bunch of guys contact sport. Yeah, they did.
Kirk Cousins does it. I think Nick Foles
Nick Foles does it, too. Carson, since he got married, he's got on there. I first noticed it years ago. David Akers had it on. And I guess it was because it was a kicker kind of thing. Like, oh, come on, dude, look like a football player. Take off your wedding ring. I'm not a jewelry guy anyway.
They just constantly want to be reminded of their queen out on the field.
Okay, go ahead. Team up on me again. Here we go.
You hate love, Bob?
Yeah, I hate love. I just, I don't know. Football field and rings.
Yeah, it's weird. But, you know. They just want to be reminded of their queens.
Okay.
They don't need tough hoes coming at them on the field.
Yeah, MrTuffHoe.net over here.
Yeah.
You know
I think I got my first speaking engagement through TuffHoe.net.
Where are you speaking?
What are you doing, a children's party?
Yeah, well, kind of. It's a gardening party? A youth girl soccer team.
It's before the magician.
It's before, who was the clown that we were, Boffo the clown?
Boffo the weightlifting clown?
The guy who rips apart phone books. Man, what a day that would be. Todd in Allentown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys, I just have a quick question for you. It's maybe one part, maybe two. When the Eagles get to the Super Bowl and they're playing against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, man, how great would that be?
All right, so I obviously want the Eagles to win, but my question is if the Chiefs win and Andy Reid, with all of his family problems and all of the 15 years here, and I know his voice was getting old here, which is why he was, you know, let go and all that. But would you feel like sad Eagles lost the Super Bowl to Andy Reid, or would you actually like feel okay that they lost to the Chiefs and Andy Reid?
It's a tough question.
I'm going to hang up and I'm going to let you guys go. Because I really want to hear your answer to that. Because I've been trying to separate. Because I like Andy Reid.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do too. And Trey obviously.
Trey loves him.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's hard to kind of separate, you know, your fandom.
Yeah, it's a tough question, Todd.
From like your reality, that of all, you know, his son and all that stuff. So I really want to hear what your answer is. I'm gonna hang up.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate
that. Is tough. I can't see any situation where I would be okay with the Eagles losing a Super Bowl. But would it make it slightly better that it was Andy Reid? Sure. It would make it slightly better. It would still suck, but it would be slightly better.
Trey?
Yeah, I'm with you on that because, I mean, you know, I would be happy for Coach Reid.
I would be too.
I would definitely, because, I mean, he's put in so much work, you know.
That might not come for 2 weeks after the Super Bowl where I'm like, all right, good for Andy, you know.
Mm. No, because like, then the breakdown comes in.
Yeah,
you get
there would be a lot of pain.
All over again.
But, yeah, I would be happy for Big Red if he won.
Yeah.
At our expense would hurt. Not going to lie.
Yeah, I envision kind of standing in front of the TV and being, damn, but then them showing him and, okay. Good for him. Good for him. Yeah, he deserves it.
But you know there would be some kind of time management issue late in the game where he would come up and he would give the game back to us and we'd be like, ha ha, Andy, thanks.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine if he did something wrong late in the Super Bowl, time management wise?
He tries to go Doug P, like bust out a Philly special down at the goal line, gets too cute, pick six, Malcolm Jenkins runs into the end zone, and we rejoice. So I'm not too scared.
Wow.
Wow, all right.
He played out the whole scenario there. Chris in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Chris?
Hey, what's up, man? I was talking about the comment you said about the Eagles basically going all the way or being a bust. I just want to know, on your side, what part are we busting?
What do you mean?
Where are we a bust at?
Super Bowl or bust for this season. I think what people mean when they say that is you're going to be disappointed if they don't get to the Super Bowl.
No one, first of all, no one said Super Bowl or bust except for you. And when you're talking about bust.
Except for who?
I mean, I said it. You don't think it's Super Bowl or bust season?
I think it's Super Bowl season all the way. If you want to talk about a bust, Andy Reid and the Chiefs are going to be a bust. Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's the NFL. It's not as easy as it is on paper.
The AFC has been running all over each other for the last 5 years. Who is the NFC worried about the last 5 years? It's only the Patriots. It's only going to be the Patriots.
Well, it's always going to be Tom Brady,
When you look at the NFC, there's all talent in there. So I don't want to hear the Eagles go Super Bowl or bust. If you're a Philly, you
well, then I don't want to hear it's the greatest roster they've ever had on paper entering a season to counter that. Because it's Super Bowl or bust, Chris. I don't understand why you would think it's otherwise.
talking. There's no bust in the name with the Philadelphia Eagles.
If they don't make the playoffs, that is a huge bust. If they lose in the first round of the playoffs, that is a bust. If they lose another NFC Championship game, that is a bust.
No, first of all, if they lose the NFC Championship game, it's not a bust because we went there. If it's a good game, then it's not a bust. If we're blown out, you could say bust. But the biggest bust this year is going to be Andy Reid and the Chiefs, and you can count on that.
What, Chris, you make no sense. You're not. I think we're on a different wavelength here. Our definition of bust, I guess, is different than yours. The definition of
saying bust. You're saying at all 31 teams that don't win it, bust it.
Yeah,
they're all busting. Come on, man. You must not watch sports. You're a critic right now.
This is our new norm. I was told.
Nobody here watches sports. Nobody.
I was told. I was told 2 years ago. This is our new norm. The coach said it. I didn't say it.
Yeah,
the GM put a very talented roster together.
Like, we've been told over and over and over again by coaches, by players, and we all know it. And Trey, everybody here knows it, how hard it is to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But this team, as far as comparing to the rest of the NFC, is probably the most talented. And this is a team that won a Super Bowl 2 years ago and has more talent on the team now. So to say if they don't go to the Super Bowl, it's a bust of a season, not that it busts the organization moving forward or anything, but that it's a bust of a season is not a hot take.
No.
Not a little bit. And he was coming back with the Kansas City Chiefs are the bust. I don't know what that. I don't know what he was saying.
I don't know.
I think we had different definitions.
He literally,
he ands my brain.
Like, yeah, it's twisted around into
a
pretzel.
It's got some butter on it.
Some pent up issues.
He maybe had some of that good Mike Tyson.
I literally don't think
to get it out.
I don't think he knows what Super Bowl or bust means.
Yeah, that could have been an issue there.
Like, I think I just don't think he understood the concept of Super Bowl or bust.
Nah.
But hey, we don't watch sports, so what do
but
we
yes,
know?
One team does win the championship every year.
Yeah,
the others are all failures.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we don't know what we're talking about. But the one thing we do know is there is a Fanatic deal of the week. For a limited time only, get dinner for two to Chima Brazilian Steakhouse for only $57. Enjoy the fresh gourmet salad bar and two Rodizio dinners, which includes Gaucho service, available now through Sunday or while supplies last. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. So, Jamie, you guys don't mind the ring on the fingers of guys that are playing a contact sport?
It doesn't bother me.
It's a little try-hardy.
What do you think about that,
like,
Egan?
All right, we get it. You love your wife. Cool.
I always wear my wedding ring when I play hockey, so.
Yeah.
But you have gloves on.
You're an athlete.
I never wore mine.
Yeah, I mean,
my fingers would swell up so bad during the season.
I probably wouldn't wear mine.
But Trey, would you have worn one if it was rubber? Because it can easily.
I did have one of those. I didn't like it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I understand why they wear it.
It's a little bit of a try hard move.
Yeah, I'm not going to die on this hill, but the first time I saw it, I was like, ooh. I don't like that. So I don't like jewelry when guys are playing sports in general. I'm still not a fan of the huge necklaces that baseball players wear. And I know I'm a prude, but I don't know. It's just for some reason that I see a picture in the paper of Carson Wentz today wearing his wedding ring. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, we get it. You love your wife. It's cool.
He loves his wife, right? Yeah.
So
we have any more action
Bobby's
on the...
Bobby's just all about that toughhoes.net.
Well, do we have any... Net. Now, you're putting an S on it, but there isn't. It's just toughhoe.net.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, it's not S. I mean, we don't need to confuse people that need to go there. Pat, have we had any action on there yet this morning on toughhoe.net?
So the site's been live for less than a day, so I don't know exactly how many... The metrics, I'll have those tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
We do have one product up.
Okay.
My sources are telling me that another product might go up momentarily.
What was the one product that we had up? And I believe it's sold out, though, right?
It is sold out.
Okay.
It's sold out. Not as fast as the 2000 Fan Fest tickets went yesterday.
Yeah.
Now that we announced DeSean Jackson will be there. But it sold out pretty quickly. It's a tough hoe.
It's a tough hoe.
Yeah.
How much did that sell for?
$699.69.
All right. And supplies lasted only minutes.
Supplies were limited, yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, it only took 69 seconds.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, so we got Eagles talk. We got Charlie Manuel talk going on. Time at the Fanatic here is 9:23.
Farset and Trey in the morning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Santan from the book called XAJ. Man, mystic with a pen like JK. True say I ain't really a drinker, but I got love for brandy like Ray J. Champagne popper, 44 chopper in a black night bomber.
Is this French rap?
Yeah, I know. I thought we were still in commercial here. What are you doing there, Egan?
It's David.
Okay, that's DJ. DJ Pat.
DJ
his
Pat.
Name. His name's David. Blake Glastonbury. Come on, guys.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Get with it.
It's totally unfair.
Thiago Silva. That's the song.
Okay.
All right. Down with that.
What the hell just happened?
I have no idea.
Well, it's been a wild day, all right? That's the least shocking thing that's
You know
happened.
What's taken over his brain?
Toughhose.net.
Toughhose.net.
How do you keep screwing this up? You're ruining the business.
Egan's got a new business running toughhose.net. I was just talking to Jason, who just got back from Disney, and guess what? You can win a trip for four to Disney's NBA experience.
Am I eligible?
I don't know. Let's check it out here. If you love the game of basketball, now it's time to live it. Take your shot at the all-new NBA experience at Walt Disney World Resort with a special Fanatic giveaway. There are two ways to enter. Go to 975thefanatic.com, go to the contest page, and enter to win. Or go to FanFest 2019, and on-site, there will be a register to win area. And you know how you get to FanFest? You just need tickets. Oh, they're free, but you need a ticket to get in. So you got that going on. NBA experience.
It looked awesome.
Anthony and Jason were down there.
They were broadcasting on set. Well, the set was at the NBA experience the other day with Adam Silver. It looked awesome.
Yeah, it did look pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Anthony's still down in Disney, so coming up after us will be the Chunas.
Ah, the Chunas.
The Chunas, along with Jason Mertidis. So we'll get back to the phones here. Talking Phillies, the hiring of Charlie Manuel, what it means for now, what it means overall. Eagles preseason game tomorrow night, number 2. Do we see anything? Probably not. But, Trey, we're going to hit you up for some things that we can look for with your inside eye. Christian and Brennathan, I'm sorry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Christian?
Morning, fellas. So, just two things. One, I want to put it out there for anyone and everyone who's listening with those rings on your finger. You're out of your tiny mind if you're wearing a ring during a contact sport. So, little history. So I'm essentially a medic for the Navy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when tissues get injured? They swell, right? So the idea of cutting off a ring is a lot, you know, it's a lot easier on paper than it really is. You're actually essentially having a tourniquet, a metal tourniquet on your finger if you get an injury there. Not to mention with kind of some of these newfangled rings like the tungsten and whatnot, you're not cutting that off with anything that that a jeweler has or possibly even a firehouse. So you know, y'all beware. Those synthetic silicone ones are nice, but they do make your fingers sweat a little bit.
All right. See, I was in it for the health reasons. You're right, Christian. What do you got about the Eagles roster?
So concerning the team now versus when we were a Super Bowl team, I heard one of y'all say that we're a better team now.
I think I said more talented now, yeah.
Okay. All right. So do you think that that's true across the board? I mean, you have to look at our defense when we went to the bowl. It seemed to me that we were a little bit deeper there. That we had a little bit more depth at obviously at QB, but also I'm worried about the health of the O-line at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, go ahead, Trey.
Yeah, this is, you know, when you do look at the different groups, yeah, your offensive line is a question just because, you know, if anyone on that group goes down, there are big question marks out there, but that's what we're looking for during these preseason games. I think you're still you're trying to find any depth at the defensive line you want, because you're not going to see your starters as much right now, so you're still trying to see, all right, who's going to be your fourth and fifth guys out there when it comes to DN. Of course, any linebacker is still a question. If secondary, there are no questions. I mean, you still want to see some guys there, but there's plenty of depth there. Yeah, but yeah. And also, too, we need to figure out who's going to be the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And you know, that kind of touches on something. I don't think a single human being should step foot on that preseason field if the coaches know where they're going to be on that roster, i.e. putting Sutfeld on that field was stupid because we knew he was the number two. There's no reason to have him out there. It was never a question. As far as I can tell, the only reason why having anyone play in a preseason game is that you're going to change them up, like something we should have done a minute ago, putting Jalen Mills at safety, you know, something like that, moving a DN to linebacker. Before I get cut off, real quick, give Jordan Mailata the ball. Make him a third and short guy, or maybe even a goal line guy. Just had to get that shameless plug in there. Anyone who's seen him play rugby knows that that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I don't know. Trey, you've talked about this before. A lot of it has to do with hands, has to do with taping, right?
Yeah, and yeah, you played rugby, but you haven't had a safety or linebacker come downhill on you. I know that, yeah, he's a big guy, but you still haven't really been hit like that, like you get hit on football. You know, I don't know. You know, you give them the ball. Hey, if it's a short yardage situation, I mean, you know, the Bears used to do it with the fridge all the time, you know, put them in. And then you see other teams do that every now and then where they put a big D lineman back there, give them the ball. All you need is 2 yards, go get it, you know. But you're paying him to be a tackle. And so that's what he needs to master right now. Yeah. Everything about what he needs to only be thinking about is mastering the technique of being a tackle right now. And once he gets that down, then you can start venturing out into other things. But right now it's all about, can you be a tackle? Because, you know, they're putting a lot of eggs in that basket to see if he can produce.
And the taping that I was referring to, like when you played, we talked about your hands were heavily taped, right?
Oh, yeah, I would cast my hands most of the times. I would cast my hands, or if we didn't cast them, I would have them taped, but also use the Don Joy wrist braces that would go on the back of the wrist to kind of protect my wrist.
From going all the way back,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, from going all the way back. So I would the Don Joy wrist braces usually come with two little splints on there, but we would use we would take extras so that we can get the little braces that would go back there. So I'd have probably about 4 braces on each wrist.
So handling a football probably wasn't in your best interest when you were
I never wanted to touch the football.
Yeah.
And the gloves that we wore as linemen, you had big pads in the gloves and stuff. So it wasn't designed for you to be carrying the ball.
Yeah, so that's something you have to take into consideration with Jordan Mailata if you're trying to. Plus, he's all ready to go as an offensive lineman. A defensive lineman, if you're on the sideline and the coach says, look, if we get down second and goal from the two, I might throw you in there, you can take off or rip off gloves because he's going to be taped up ready to be an offensive lineman when the team has the ball on offense. So how easily he can shed whatever kind of taping or splints he has on his hands isn't going to be so easy. Fred Norristown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Fred?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First time caller. Listen.
Welcome
about
in.
About the Phillies. They put Charlie in there for one reason. To look at what's going on in that dugout. And you can believe at the end of the year, Middleton's going to ask Charlie, what'd you see in that dugout?
Well, it's funny that you say that, Fred, because that's exactly what Jamie Lynch said earlier. You have a little mole in the dugout.
Hey, Charlie's hardcore baseball, and that's what he's going to ask him. And so, Capital brother, he better toe the line because he's watching everybody in that dugout.
Does this make you have more confidence, Fred, that this Phillies team can make the playoffs now that they've hired Charlie Manuel as hitting coach?
I don't know. I don't know if he has enough time to get with these guys. He should have done this. They should have done this at the baseball break. They should have done it then, because he would have had more time to get with these guys. And as far as guys like Reese Hoskins, he got to start swinging the bat, man. He takes too many pitches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first pitch he sees is going to be a fastball right down the middle, and he takes it every time.
Yeah.
As far as Harper goes, just get in the film room with them guys, man, and let them know what they're, you know, this is what you're doing wrong.
Yeah, hopefully that's exactly what Charlie will bring. Fred, do you want to go to Fan Fest on August 24th?
I sure do.
My man, you got two tickets. Just hold on 1 second. Yeah, hopefully Charlie teaches. Now, Bob Ford, I didn't mean simple that Charlie just says, oh, go up there, hit, and swing. But I don't think he's as analytic. I don't think the guys will be thinking as much when they get into the box, maybe under Charlie's tutelage. But we'll see how it plays out. I want to tell you that the 9 a.m. hour is brought to you by The Bagster, dumpster in a bag. Get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. For details, go to thebagster.com. All right, we'll come back. We'll get a little insight from Trey about what he's looking for on Thursday night for this second preseason game, and then we'll talk to you guys and see what's going on. Time at the Fanatic, 941.
Farsetta and Trey in the morning.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance, and you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Breaking news during the break, huh, Egan? What do we got? Tuffo.net.
Yeah, there's another product on Tuffo.net. You can get a shirt now.
Really?
Yeah.
What sizes?
Only double XL and triple XL, because you're not a tough hoe if you're under that.
Ah.
Here's the description of the shirt. It says, Certified Tough Hoe by Bob at Tuffo.net. You can claim you're a tough hoe, but until you get the Bob Cooney stamp of approval, you're nothing but a wannabe. When folks see this shirt, they know you are not the one. Let the world know that you ain't a soft hoe. You a tough hoe.
Oh, my God.
You're a tough hoe.
There's nothing better. I don't think there'd be a better way to chill out. There goes my microphone. To chill out than to have a tough hoe shirt. Yeah. Unless you have a tough hoe shirt and you hook up with Coors Light. That's right. Coors Light wants to see how you're keeping it cool this summer. Are you hanging at the beach, brushing your teeth in the shower, just chilling at the pool? Well, whatever it is, send us your made-to-chill photo with just you in the picture, and you can enter to win a week with your friends in Sea Isle City, courtesy of Coors Light. That's right. Close your summer with a chill week at the shore from August 17th to the 24th. That's right. A week down the shore on Coors Light. You only have now through today to enter to win. Go to the contest page at 975thefanatic.com for details and official contest rules. And be available from August 17th to the 24th for your house down in Sea Isle. One random entry will be selected to win the prize of a week at the shore. Remember, only you can be in the photo and no one else.
Do it. It's incredibly easy. You have a very good chance to get a shore house for a week.
Down the shore on Coors
Light. That is an amazing deal. Just go to the website on your phone, upload a picture. It literally takes you 30 seconds. Just get her done.
Get her done. And then when you get done the week at the shore, you come to FanFest right afterwards. Nothing wrong with that. Exactly. Scott from Barrington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Scott?
Brother Cooney, what's good with you?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Gentlemen of the jury, what's happening back there?
What's up, Scott?
Good, man.
Good. Always enjoy listening to you guys once you get heading to work. Two quick things. Charlie Manuel thing, I'm definitely happy he's back, but something's still not right. Maybe it's me. You guys can correct me why it takes so long for this move to happen. Then Clint Tech talking about why would Charlie take something. I know he loves the game. Let me throw that out. We all know that, but just for Clint Tech to say that he's only here for 7 weeks and that's it, something's not right. Am I wrong for thinking like that?
No. Was it made too late? Should something have been done sooner?
Perhaps. You know, I don't know if this West Coast trip where they were 2-7 put them over the edge, but my only thing is, you know, they did realize it. It's about time they acted on it.
Yeah, and it seemed to me like Gabe was like, no, I'm not firing any of my guys.
Yeah.
You okay. Know? And I definitely have to agree with what you were saying, Brother Cooney. Keep eyes and ears open like that last caller said, because we look how Santana flipped out in that dugout. Look how he's doing now. Didn't flip out, but look how he's doing now. So I definitely also agree, you know, it's, I'm going to say babysit, and I'll give a report back. But that's, you know, that's that with the Phillies, but I'm glad Uncle Charlie's back. And last but not least with the Eagles. Brother Trey, you guys, of course, answer. Brother Trey, since you were the professor of the game, if Winston get hurt last year, do you think he would probably be starting in some of these preseason games?
No, I think that with the way it looks around the league right now, a lot of people are sitting their starters. And I think with his injury history and the way the offensive line was beat up last year and just how everybody was, I think that, you know, you still probably wouldn't start him.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly there. Brian from Lancaster, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
Good morning, fellas.
How you doing?
Good, man. Just a little thing. You're doing a great job filling in for Mark. And I have one point. Speaking of tough hoes, what are the chances we can get Jadeveon Clowney in here?
Hey.
There's several rumors that he's there for the taking.
There are a lot of rumors.
I mean,
it's going to cost you a pretty penny.
Yeah.
He does have an injury history.
Yeah. Everybody does.
But I think toughho.net has to get behind it.
Damn, he would be nice here.
First round pick, second round pick. What are you thinking?
I think it's going to probably cost two? You a two and a player.
Two and a Halapuli Vadi Vaitai?
Or two and a four, maybe something like that.
Oof, that's expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be cheap. He's a premier pass rusher in this league.
That he is.
Brian, do you have tickets to FanFest?
Hold on. What'd you say, Brian?
I was going to say, I mean, so many third and longs last year we gave up. With better defensive ends than we have now, we need more pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you need more pressure, but I think also, too, your coverage is going to have to be tighter. You're not going to be able to play with that same, you know, big cushion, you know, because then now you're just giving up the little short yardage and they deke and donkey down the field.
I agree.
You have tickets to
fans? I don't.
All right, hold on. You're going to get them right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been seeing these Jadeveon Clowney rumors floating around on Twitter today, and I'm like,
yeah,
man, I don't even want to think about it too much because it would excite the hell out of me.
Yeah, I think it would be better than Javon Kearse and what you guys, the Javon Kearse that you guys got.
Yeah. And then, too, like, he's a different style rusher.
Yeah.
You know, he's someone that's going to mix it up. You can have him float around, standing up, moving around a lot. He's going to give you that inside move as well. I think Javon Kearse was more of just, all right, let me just take edge. I think Clowney understands that when it comes to pass rush, the DN is at an advantage because now he can take the fight to the tackle. The more you try to avoid the contact, the better you are. The more you're playing into the offensive lineman's hands.
Right.
Yeah.
So that'll be that's going to be your vision tomorrow night, and we'll hit on that more tomorrow, Trey, is the trenches. Some of the elite positions, the so-called elite positions, running back, wide receiver, we'll all have an eye on them. So tomorrow night, preseason game number two. But as for now, we're going to go with our takeaways of the day. Sam Wilson, what's your takeaway of the day?
My takeaway of the day is FanFest is only 10 days away, guys.
Woo!
So exciting.
Pat, what about you? You got a takeaway of the day, and I think I know what it might be.
Yeah, my takeaway, I'm floored that all the items on toughho.net/shop sold out within seconds.
Within 69 seconds, I believe.
Then again, everybody wants to be a tough hoe like Bob Cooney.
Okay, Jamie Lynch, what do you got? You guys are all tough hoed up today.
We're really looking for some celebrity endorsers out there for toughho.net. So if you're a celebrity listening, you'd like the opportunity to support toughho.net. Get in touch with us.
How about you, Trey?
Hey, man, just all the support, man. I'm so excited to announce that Tough Ho went live, you know, and that we're just all behind this, man. It's we support you, Bobby.
My takeaway of the day is I was overwhelmed this morning when I was made aware of this. I am honored and privileged to be the face of toughho.net, and all of you who come aboard in the next few hours and days and weeks, we welcome you.
Tough Ho Troop.
Tough Ho Troop. All right, stay tuned for the Chunas, Andrew Salchunas and Jason Martinez coming up next. Next, time at the Fanatic, 954.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet-setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.